I'd like to read some more from the Gospel of Luke. It's the first chapter. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." Even in the womb, John the Baptist responded to the presence of Jesus Christ, leapt for joy. I just can imagine the scene between those two women when the cousins met for the very first time and what was going on inside of them and inside their souls. The gospel that we have today is 30-some years later. Time passes as it does for all of us, and we don't know what was going on with John, the son of Zechariah, in those 30 years. But we're pretty sure that he was preparing for the time when the Spirit came upon him and he began to proclaim a baptism of repentance. He knew his scripture. He knew his prayers. He knew his rituals. He was a good Jew. And he prepared himself for the task at hand. He probably did not consider himself the last great prophet of the Jewish covenant and the first and only prophet of Christ. But he knew he was called, he knew he was driven to do and say and operate in the way that he was doing so, because he had been preparing all of his life for that moment when the Spirit came upon him and said, "John, now is the time." And because he was a good Jew, he understood this concept of the Messiah coming, the one that they've been waiting for so many generations. He got it. And he tried to share that information with the people who came out and listened to him preach and baptize. The one we've been waiting for is here. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And soon we will hear he is here now. John prepared himself for years. And when we hear from the prophet Baruch, he is telling us, like all the prophets, prepare yourselves, get ready. Prepare, start, begin, undertake the tasks that you will need to do in order to be ready for the coming of the Messiah. Prepare, because the promise that was made is coming to fruition. And then Paul, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." I would offer to you that no matter where you are in your studies, God is in the mix. The reason that you are where you are is because somewhere God has said to you, "This is where I want you." It's not always clear. It's not a four-lane highway, and it's not a high-def picture. But a lot of times it's that whisper in the background. It's that nudge. It's that looks like an interesting class. I think I'll take it, and my life is changed when I'm finished with it. I've been 2 years in engineer degree, and then I go take a class in this, and now I'm studying sociology. Happened to me when I was in school. But God's in the mix, always. And we are challenged throughout the year to be open to the voice. But mostly in Advent, we are challenged to be very open because we're getting ready. The Messiah that we've been waiting for is about to come into human history as an infant. The signs and wonders that the prophets spoke about are going to happen. They're going to unfold, and we need to be aware of them. We need to be open to them. We need to have them impact us by listening and being ready. Because the signs and wonders continue in our own lives, in our own midst. There are miracles happening all the time around us. Sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't. But I would offer to you that if you are open to them with God in your life, you'll see more of them than not. Prepare the way of the Lord. That call came down from Isaiah to John the Baptist. He heard that and he responded to it. We need in our own lives to prepare the way of the Lord. Through our studies, through our prayer lives, through our ministries, through our very lives, we need to prepare for God's coming. Because he is coming back. He is returning. Jesus Christ is coming. We don't know when, don't know how. But he said he would be back, and he will. And so this is a time for us to do that, to get ready. Not only to study the classes that we have at school, but to enter more fully into Scripture, enter more fully into a prayer life that is open and honest and listening. Prayer is conversation. It's not a one-way ticket. God listens to us and God responds always. We have to listen with the right kind of ears in order to hear that. We have to prepare ourselves. That's what Advent is for, specifically focusing on that process of preparation. Because the promise has been made, and now we need to prepare ourselves.